Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn, and I'd like to invite you personally to join me and Breadbox Media on August 24th in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, for a day of spiritual renewal. I'll be presenting three talks, one on St. Joseph, one on the sacrament of matrimony, and another one on the Holy Eucharist. Learn more and register at breadboxmedia.com/PA conference. I hope to see you there.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome once again to the Gary Zimak Show. My name is Gary Zimak. We're going to be hanging out for the next 30 minutes. Today, the message is this. Stay awake, be ready, for you do not know when the Lord is coming. But we're going to modify that a little bit. And I'm going to tell you, he's going to be coming today. Now, don't panic, because I'll explain what I mean by that. He is coming today. We should know that, and we should be ready to encounter him. We're going to encounter him throughout the day. Again, we're going to read the Mass readings for the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We'll talk more about it as we get into the readings, but look for the Lord today. A lot of times we focus on his second coming and we think, well, he hasn't come back in 2,000 years, so I can just relax and do nothing and just go about my business. And when the time comes, I'll get ready and step into action. No. Today, we need to focus on the fact that he's coming today, maybe not in his glorious second coming, but in the course of our ordinary duties, we're going to encounter the Lord. But that's the message. I'm getting ahead of myself. Anyway, it's so great to be back with you once again on the Gary Zimak Show. I'm so blessed to be able to do this show each week. Whether you're listening to it on the podcast, whether you're listening to it on a Catholic radio station or on the internet, however you listen to the program, it's just so awesome to have you on board. And I want to remind you that you can help me out by visiting followingthetruth.com if you'd like to keep this show and my full-time ministry going. If you could make a donation or become a monthly supporter of my work, man, I would be so grateful if you would be able to do that. But here's what we're going to do. Let's pray right now, and then we'll take a look at these readings, because again, these readings are a little bit longer this week, but man, they are just so powerful, and I can't wait to get right to it. But as we do at the beginning of each program, let's remember that we are in the presence of our Heavenly Father. We are in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Actually, the Holy Spirit is inside of us, and we're in the presence of Jesus Christ. Let's turn right now and address our Father, and address Jesus, and address the Holy Spirit, and ask for the help we need to get through this day. And I'm going to be praying that I can get through this show and give you the message that the Lord has in mind for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, it blows me away when I can address you, the creator of the universe, all-powerful, ever-living God. You're my Father, Abba Father. Father, I turn to you today, and I thank you for allowing me to be alive today, for the many blessings that you give me so many times, Father. Instead of giving you thanks and praise for who you are and for what you have done, not just in my life, but throughout history, I turn to complaining. I know that's not good. I know that that is not a grateful attitude. So I'm going to try to change that. And I ask you to help me remember that everything you have given me and you give me throughout the day is a gift. It might not always be pleasant. Sometimes the gift is a cross, but everything that you allow to happen in my life is a gift from you and can somehow help me to get to heaven. So I thank you for that, Father. I thank you for allowing me to have this radio program. I thank you for the gift of your Catholic Church. I thank you for the gift of the Bible. I thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. And I thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. Father, I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit today at this moment in time and give me the words that I can use on this program. I want your message to be delivered and not my own personal message. Father, I lift up all of my needs. I lift up all of the needs of anybody listening to this program. I ask you, Father, to open our hearts and minds so that we can hear your message. And I ask you to give me that message today. Give me the words. And help us all have that sense of urgency to get busy today and not put it off until the future. Father in heaven, I ask for this and all these intentions in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, here's what I want you to remember. Those words were just heard by our Heavenly Father. He's not going to say no when we ask for a further outpouring of the Holy Spirit, when we ask for the desire to know what to say in any situation. He doesn't say no to those prayers because we know that those prayers are always in accordance with His will, and we know that when we ask for spiritual things like that, He's going to answer, and He's going to answer quickly. Oftentimes, we're not sure if something we pray about is a need or a want. There's a difference, right? Sometimes the Lord's going to delay in answering prayers because He knows that either that thing is not good for us, or maybe it's not good to give it to us right now. But when we ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit, when we ask that His will be done, when we ask for Him to give us the words, if we're encountering a difficult situation and we want to make sure that we're sharing the good news with somebody in the right way, He's going to answer. Trust that He will hear our prayers and answer. All right, first of all, I want to thank you for praying with me. I really appreciate that. And I always like to try to emphasize when we pray, a lot of times we get caught up in the words. The words are secondary. What matters is that we're in the presence of our Father in heaven, or if you're praying to Jesus or the Holy Spirit, or if you're asking for the intercession of a saint, focus on the relationship. Focus on the fact that you're in the presence of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and they're hearing your words. Again, the words are secondary. What matters is what we feel in our hearts. Can I get an amen? All right, man, I heard that. That was a good one. All right, so let's talk about these mass readings for the 19th Sunday in ordinary time. I'm going to try to get to the long forms. We have a long form of the gospel and a long form of the second reading. So that means I better get to it. I'm going to start with the gospel first, as I do each week, and then we will take it from there. Let's see what we can do. The gospel comes from Luke chapter 12, verses 32 through 48. Let me read it through once, and then I'll comment on a few select passages within that gospel. Jesus said to His disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Then Peter said, Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone? And the Lord replied, Who then is the faithful and prudent steward, whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, my master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unexpected hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. This is a tough gospel, right? It's a tough gospel for me. My slogan with this program is all about hope. The ad for this show says, need hope? The Gary Zimek Show. My goal is to give you hope, to provide hope to the hopeless. Well, here we are talking about getting beaten because you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Well, let's reel it in for a minute and remember, Jesus, when he would read these parables, when he would share these parables with his disciples, what was he trying to do? He was trying to get their attention. What's the message of this gospel today? The message is, be ready, stay awake, be ready, get off your rear end. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, but get ready. The Lord wants us to do something. And there is a benefit. Because if you are feeling a little hopeless today, if you are feeling discouraged, if you are feeling stressed out by all the problems in your life, following the Lord's advice or command and getting busy and seeking Him is going to bring you the peace that you need. Sometimes we don't feel that. I just need to be refreshed. I just need to feel peace. So I don't care about evangelizing or sharing the good news. No, that's how you're going to get the peace. But first, we have to encounter the Lord. Now, this message, I don't want to say there's a problem with this gospel, but there is a problem with our interpretation of this gospel. The problem is, when we hear this stay awake, be ready message, we hear this a lot during the Advent season, we think that, oh yeah, the Lord's coming. Yep, second coming. One day he's going to come. It's going to be the end of the world. But he hasn't done it for 2,000 years, so he's probably not going to do it anytime soon. That's a bad interpretation of the message, because today is that day when we will encounter the Lord, maybe not for our judgment, maybe not for in the end of the world, but we're going to encounter him in some way today. We're going to have a chance to meet the Lord. You can encounter him in prayer. We did that. If you prayed along with me at the beginning of the show, you had that encounter with the Lord. And you're going to have opportunities throughout the day, check this out, to serve him by being kind to the people around you. When you're kind on social media, when you refrain from posting that nasty comment that you so badly want to post, I was there yesterday, believe me, I know what that's like, then you are being kind to the Lord. This is the way we serve him. When you do the dishes for your husband, for your wife, if you're a child, maybe doing a nice thing for your parents. When you do that, you're serving Jesus. You're encountering him. But we forget that. And this is what Jesus wants us to remember. We're promised heaven. What a cool thing that is. We've been given the kingdom. We've got a room waiting for us for all eternity in heaven. And yet we sometimes can become so short-sighted, can't we? We're just looking for the quick fix down below. I'm looking for the pleasure. I don't want to do that thing. I don't want to help out around the house. I don't want to be nice to that person who drives me crazy because it doesn't feel good. I just want to relax right now. Well, you're going to have all eternity to relax in perfect happiness. Right now is the time to get busy and to do those things that you sometimes don't want to do. And look, the Holy Spirit, if you ask the Holy Spirit to help you, the Holy Spirit can help you. And to make it easier, you're going to still have to take the first step, but it can become easier. And by doing that, this is the beauty of following the Lord, listening to what he has to say. The beauty of it is by doing that, by taking that step and even doing something that might not feel pleasant, not only are you going to ensure that you make it to heaven one day, because that's how Matthew Kelly likes to call these holy moments. If you live these little holy moments throughout the day, then you're doing God's will, and you'll end up going to heaven. You won't mess up your salvation, but you're also going to feel peace. You're going to get that reward here below as well. It sounds paradoxical, but it really works. So this is what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to get busy. Don't put it off. If you think you should pray right now, that's the Holy Spirit nudging you to pray. If you feel, I've always wanted to learn more about the Bible, but I've always put off going to this Bible study at my parish, sign up today. Maybe it's confession. I haven't gone to confession in so many years, but gosh, I got this gnawing feeling that I should go to confession. Go for it today. Or make that appointment with your priest or something. There's something that you should be doing today that you could easily put off. And listen, I am the king of procrastination. This is my specialty. I've learned over the years to do it, to act on my impulses. When I feel there's something I should be doing, don't put it off until the future, because we don't know if the future will be there. I don't know if I'll be here tomorrow. That was the gospel from last Sunday's Mass, the idea of the man who his crops were doing really well, so he wanted to store up all of his surplus so that he'll be set for the rest of his life. And then the way the parable went, he was not guaranteed. He was going to be dying that evening, right? So don't assume that you will be here tomorrow. That's not a depressing message. That's a message designed to inspire you and get you to do something. So this is what the Lord is saying. You know this. You're here. You're listening to this program. You're reading the Bible. You're doing things that maybe a lot of people, a lot of Catholics don't even do. So as a result, you're entrusted with much. You get it. Now, of course, we all get it to a different extent, but we get it more than people who might not be listening to a podcast like this. Somebody like me, who was lukewarm for many years, I never really wanted to do anything except drag myself to Mass and not pay attention at Mass. So we're a little bit more engaged, so therefore more is expected of us, all right? Let's look at the first reading now. So we did the gospel. Now let's look at the first reading. It's a little shorter, and it comes from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 18, verses 6 through 9. The night of the Passover was known beforehand to our fathers, that with sure knowledge of the oaths in which they put their faith, they might have courage. Your people awaited the salvation of the just and the destruction of their foes, for when you punished our adversaries, in this you glorified us, whom you had summoned. For in secret the holy children of the good were offering sacrifice and putting into effect with one accord the divine institution. The Israelites were awaiting their redemption, their freedom from slavery. They knew it was coming, but they just didn't know when. And again, that kind of ties into the gospel. You've been promised the kingdom. Your room in heaven is already reserved. You don't have to worry about that. What you got to worry about is that somehow you will mess it up. Can you screw it up? Yeah, you can. It is possible. It is possible to mess up your room, to cancel your reservation in heaven. It is possible. I don't like to dwell on that. But if we assume that it's a given, then we're just going to sit back and not do anything about it. So let's remember that. Jesus Christ redeemed us when he died on the cross and rose from the dead. Our redemption is settled. There's a room in heaven for you. Will you get there? Hopefully. I would like to think we all will get there, but we can't just slack off. We have to do something to assure that. That means we have to act on our faith. Through faith, we believe that there is life after death, and that we can be assured of our heavenly reward, provided we don't mess it up. It's the same thing with grace. I have the grace given to me through the sacraments to do good. I can do good today, but I can resist that grace. I have to work with the grace that's been given to me. And I can resist it. I could say, I know what I'm supposed to do. I know I can do it, but I don't want to, because I'd rather sit around and not do it. Be careful about that. That's not the attitude we want to have. So this idea of anticipation is important. It's been promised. I can live for all eternity with the Lord in perfect happiness, but I have to do something. What I have to do is actually very little, because he's going to do most of the heavy lifting, but I have to do something. The responsorial psalm today is, bless the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. You were called. You were called. You were created and called to be a child of God and to live with him forever in heaven. Let's just keep our eye on that goal. It's very important. Let me do the second reading now. It's from the letter to the Hebrews. Hebrews 11, beginning in verse 1. And this is all about faith and the promise of what is to come. Really, really good reading. Brothers and sisters, faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Because of it, the ancients were well attested. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was to go. By faith, he sojourned in the promised land as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs to the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and maker is God. By faith, he received power to generate, even though he was past the normal age. And Sarah herself was sterile, for he thought that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. So it was that there came forth from one man, himself as good as dead, descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sands on the seashore. All these died in faith. They did not receive what had been promised, but saw it and greeted it from afar, and acknowledged themselves to be strangers and aliens on earth. For those who speak thus show that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land from which they had come, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better homeland, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. He has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises were ready to offer his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac, descendants shall bear your name. He reasoned that God was able to raise even from the dead, and he received Isaac back as a symbol. So here we go. What a great example of somebody who's trusting that the Lord is good for his word. That question comes up in each of our lives every day. Do you trust God? Do you trust what Jesus said when he said, in John's Gospel, John chapter 14, when he said, you believe, you have faith in God, or you believe in God, believe in me also. I have reserved for you a room in the kingdom. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Are you willing to trust? You know, nobody has ever come back from the dead. Sure, we've heard some stories about people who have seen visions from the dead, but I'm sure most of us, I would say, haven't died and come back and said, this is what it was like. We have to believe by faith that what is awaiting us on the other side is really good, and we have to trust. Today you have an opportunity to trust in the Lord and to listen to what he has to say. And what does he say? Obey my commands. Do my will. If you love me, if you say you love me, then go out and love other people. There is something you can do today to put your money where your mouth is. And again, that's hard, because there is a choice that has to be made. If I'm going to spend time loving God, and I could do that in prayer, I can do that through reading scripture, I can do that by doing a favor for someone. I mean, there's a lot of different ways I can love God. In order to do that, I've got to give up some of my own time. So I have to make a choice. Am I going to give up something that feels really good? I might want to watch a TV show. I might just want to sit around and do nothing. But yet, I feel this urge inside to do something else, to maybe open my Bible, maybe to say a prayer, maybe to go out and do a favor for a friend. That's the choice we each have to make. And every time we do that, we step out in faith. And we say, Lord, you know what? You made a lot of promises. You promised me eternal life. You promised me you would never desert me. What choice will I make today? Will I agree and go along with the notion that you are always present? You told me be not afraid because I will always be with you. Will I believe that? Or will I fall victim to worry? Will I fall victim to despair? I got that choice to make. Am I going to trust you, Lord? Or am I going to trust what I see with my eyes? That's hard, isn't it? It's difficult. But the point is, don't put it off. If you've been feeling that desire, the Holy Spirit is constantly whispering in our ear. Get back to confession. Start reading the Bible. Start praying more. Make a little time for the Lord. You know, even if you spend 5 to 10 minutes in the morning, the morning's a good time, maybe not for everybody, but it works for most people. Just start your day speaking to the Lord. Say good morning to Him. Thank Him for giving you a new day. Ask for the grace that you need to do His will throughout the day. That is a great start. But if you put it off to say, well, I'll do it when I retire, or I'll do it when I get time, or I'll do it when this happens or that happens, it may never happen. The point of all these readings today is, you know what the Lord said. He's saying, get ready. I'm coming. You can encounter me today, but you have to do something. You have to sacrifice some of your time. It may be a little painful, and sometimes it is. Look, there are times when I would rather just sit and watch TV than pray, than go out and do something for somebody. Sometimes I do that. Sometimes I do the wrong thing because it feels good. But just, I think that's the message of today's readings. The message is, be prepared. Go out and encounter the Lord. It's all going to work out one day. Do you trust Him? Okay, again, not the easiest thing to do sometimes, but I think it's a very hopeful message. And when you do that, and this is what I've found, when you do that, when you make that time for the Lord, or when you do that thing that you don't feel like doing, you're going to feel great peace. And that makes it all worth it, in addition to the reward. All right? Okay, so we are about at the end of the show. I can't believe I got all the readings in. That was good. These were long readings today, but they're good ones. Spend a little time. Read them again. Even after you hear them at Mass, read them again and spend a little time and let the Lord speak to you through these readings. FollowingTheTruth.com is my website. That's the place to go. And I want to thank you if you have contacted me or if you've made a donation. I'm really grateful because that's the way I sustain what I do. That's the way I keep this show going. That's the way I keep my full-time ministry going. I'm completing a new book right now on the fruits of the Holy Spirit. I'm just about finished. And your donations helps fund me so I can keep going with this. If you have any questions, if you want to find out what books I've written, if you want to invite me to speak at your parish or conference, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. And I want you to know that I pray for you every day, and I would ask you to pray for me in return. I really appreciate that. We're going to help each other, hopefully, reach the finish line. That's the goal. We want to reach that finish line. And I hope to be able to meet you, if not in person in this life, in the kingdom, in the future life in heaven. That's my goal. And I really thank you for encouraging me and for all the prayers. I really appreciate it. All right. I got to run. Until we meet again, this is Gary Zimek reminding you that wherever you go, whatever you do, I want you to be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged. Why, you may ask? Because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. We'll see you next time on the Gary Zimek Show.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tours Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.